and call the Monday, May 1st, 2023 City Council pre-council to order. We have open to start, probably I'm estimating around 30 minutes, and then we'll go into a closed session to the remainder. So I'll go ahead and kick this over to staff.
Okay. Let me open up the presentation. So, good evening.
Introduce yourself, Andrea.
My name is Andrea Greer, and I'm the budget officer. So we wanted to have a brief discussion about the city council's budget and where we stood and any particular items that the council might want to have added to their budget for FY24. So the first thing I thought we would do is just talk about the FY23 adopted budget and then where the council stands currently, and then where we look at the proposed budget as it's been proposed by, I think, Sheila, was this part of something you worked with the council on with their budgets?
Usually.
I don't know that I worked with.
Yeah.
Okay. So
where
it stands today, and so we can make adjustments to that or add, remove, however you all feel.
Okay.
So this is the budget. So the first column here is the 23 adopted budget. The middle column is as of yesterday, and then 24 budget. As it stands today as the proposed budget. So office supplies, what I maybe should have done is put a column in there on remaining available budgets, but I did not. So in the office supplies, there's about $1,100 left. I guess what I didn't put was what has been spent.
Right.
So you have, quite a bit of money left in most accounts, with the exception of, I guess there were some legal fees.
Actually, that's a big question we have. And Declan, we had talked about this.
Right.
We are self-insured,
self-insured.
So why does that come out of city council?
It
should come out of risk management.
Right. And so what's happened is, they've charged legal fees to the department or division that the legal fees came from, and in the city council's budget, there wasn't any legal fees actually put into the budget.
Because city's been sued and lost lawsuits before, right?
Yes.
It's never come from the city council budget before, so I think that's a correction that I would like to see made.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to put money into risk management, so legal fees will go there as opposed to going
okay
to the city council.
All right, good. Because that was the one thing when I saw it, I was like, hold up. Okay.
Is this getting corrected, or
it'll remain here, but in the 2024 budget, we'll have something in risk management.
So then we need to, one of my questions was the purple amount in the 24 budget for $40,000 that had been increased, does that need to be removed and put towards risk management?
No, because that's for our dues increase.
That's for the council's dues and professional fees.
Oh, okay.
So that
sorry, I got on the line wrong. Yeah.
So I guess so we can't just fix the legal fees this time, because it's not like we had $15,000 in our budget either to cover.
This isn't the only department that this has happened with.
Okay.
So when we do a budget increase for the three-quarter time
for the 75% of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
The third quarter adjustment.
Yeah.
The fix will be made that, okay.
Yeah. So really the only budget item that has been increased was the dues and professional fees.
And that's because some of our dues for like MML and others have gotten Missouri Municipal League, so we pay for our dues from there, for those of you who knew. So the dues have went up over what we thought we had budgeted, so this is the increase to cover that.
I'd only ask for $3,000 for you guys for the NDI, but that's an increase of $6,000.
Okay. Well, maybe that's because just in case it goes up again next year, because
yeah,
they're on a different fiscal year than us.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with that, but
okay.
I'm just saying I did not ask for $6,000.
Yes, when we met with the city manager, he asked that that be raised, the additional $3,000. So that's where we stand today. Now, I believe it's my understanding that the mayor, you had other things that you wanted to bring forward on those.
Is this a good time to do it?
Just a point of clarification, the dues and professional fees, that's MML.
You have conference with mayors and
National League of Cities.
Okay. Professional fees, are there any specific professional fees?
Dues.
No, it's just included in that.
It's really just dues.
Yeah.
That's it.
And the MML one is, I was like, wow.
Really?
Yeah. So get your money's worth.
That's
that one just increased this last year, which caused
that thing. I guess first question, fiscally we're doing okay as far as meter checking. Yeah, you had a question, Betsy.
What are the contractual services?
The contractual services, let's pull those up just so I can tell you exactly for sure. I knew all these yesterday when I was looking at these.
That'd be like if we had a facilitator, that'd be a contractual.
I can't.
I'll have it right here.
So while you're there,
yes, sir.
Miscellaneous, that's a pretty large number, and we don't have much left there.
Mm-hmm. No, you have 25,000 left.
Oh, sorry, I misread it. What is
what
is that also?
So I believe is this one where so miscellaneous is where. So for instance, this year we wanted to have a consultant come in and provide training to board and commissions and staff liaisons on like best practices. We haven't found anyone that is good to provide that service at this time. I think we also have, and we've reached out to MML and NLC to see who they might recommend, as well as the university and extension, but haven't heard back. But that's where, that was last year's, our budget we had put in. And so I believe this is just carrying, kind of like a carry forward the same.
Yeah, I do not know what you guys wanted to do. You didn't use the $25,000 that was put in your budget for FY23. And since I had not heard the status of it, I didn't know if you needed it for FY24. So I chose not to remove it, knowing that you would be able to adjust things as you wanted.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's something we ought to revisit. I mean, since we haven't done anything with it.
Yeah. I think I'd like to probably ask, too, for everyone else to think of, like, if there's anyone else you have. Because we've heard from our boards and commissions about, you know, especially newer members, they would want to have training to know best practices. And anything we can do for staff liaisons to know that how to be most successful in working with our boards and commissions. Above just, like, no offense, legal, but sunshine, here's what it is. But, like, here's some of the other things that we could do with that. Andrea, do you have an answer to the one, or can I go into my next topic?
Okay, so we did, the amount that you all sent was $51 from Ken's Floral for a funeral plant.
That's right.
Okay.
Right now we pay for all that.
What else is contractual services, though?
It could be anything that, I mean, it depends on the department. I mean, like, it could be a copier service, a car, you know. We have hundreds of contracts, so
it's miscellaneous.
The violence, the true, the
no,
that was an in and out. You know, there's it
anything that has a contract would be in that.
Yes. Yeah,
okay. And council doesn't normally have the contracts. You all have the contracts.
And that's the reason why it's such a low dollar amount.
Okay.
I think there was probably just a placeholder put in there. It may have been $1,230 for many years, and it's just kind of been carried over so that if you that you would have money available for something if you needed it.
Okay.
In regards to that.
Okay. So the two things that I wanted to bring up were things that council members have brought up over the last year, and that is one, to have a discussion on whether or not council members would like city-issued cell phones for people providing. And so it'd be, you know, this, like, looking at both the service as well as the cost. It would be, let's see, cost for all seven would be an annual basis of about 46 $4,620. Might want to round up just to be safe, $4,700. And then currently they're, for where the area is, where this would come out of, it's that the wireless communications. And so if we do decide that we both want to have in the annual cost, we would want to increase that wireless communications to the $4,700 from the $1,544. And that would then cover every council member having a city-issued cell phone, which then would, you know, you could have then separate between your personal cell phone and your city-issued cell phone. So I wanted to ask whether or not that was something that you all wanted, and if we thought we could kind of work within our budget on it. And then that would then, to help offset the cost, they could get rid of, like, the one of the phones that is the council phone that comes in probably to the clerk's office, I imagine. Does it come in or the council line? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everything comes to Sheila. So, Roy, you said yes.
Yes, because I already have one.
Right. So kind of getting rid of your other city or your council cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's for Nick. Andrew, is that an interest of yours?
I'm ambivalent, but can be supportive.
Okay. You have a separate one?
I mean, I have one. I use my own phone for that purpose. I just have a second number that rings to it. So I don't know whether that'd be probably would have to be a reimbursement in that case.
And does that become tricky with reimbursements versus?
It can be.
It's something, that second number, something you're paying for?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not a whole lot.
Wow.
Yeah, I use Google Voice for free.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, I'm not as,
we'll help
I'm
you
not
out.
As cool as the kids. But,
yeah. That was, Don, that was something that you were interested in?
I asked about it, and yes.
Betsy, any thoughts or?
I don't have any thoughts on it? Do whatever works for everybody else.
Can I ask this might be a law question, so Becky, sorry. Part of the reason why I was thinking was good was that, so my personal cell phone, as long as no one calls me, texts me, emails me, things that are city related, it was an easier way for, like, if I got sunshine, I can just, like, give my city cell phone to Sheila and be like, here it is, like, all of our records, right? Because that way, like, because otherwise my personal emails or personal messages could be sunshine, right?
Yeah, that's certainly a simpler way.
I didn't see, like, Barbara has a dentist appointment, and, you know, be like, here you go.
You're not doing anything business-related on your phone.
Yeah. You keep that phone separate. It's an easier way, I found, to, like, only text me city stuff on this one or call me on this one, email me on this one. That way I don't accidentally find out about, like, Ben's soccer game that also is at DNR. Or, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
that
essentially
search.
What I do. I just have it on the same.
Yeah.
I just see it as a major, I mean, it's security and legal for me. Right?
Yeah. Keep them separate.
And security for the city in terms of IT.
Yeah. Okay. So.
No, you got a majority.
Okay. All right. So that one's good. And then the other one was, and this is funny, we went to a few events and other cities had, like, a jacket with their city embroidered on it. So I asked, I was like, is that a thing? And that's where I heard, like, that used to be a thing. Like, the city used to pass out, and I forgot, it was Carol here. Carol was telling me that was a thing that, like, they would pass out jackets or vests that the council would get once a year or something that says so that you can represent the city when you're doing a ribbon cutting or if you're attending a conference or something.
So I went through some of the invoices and the contract that the city has. And I'm sorry, Mayor, I know that you love paper.
That's okay.
This was a little easier if we were going to be calculating.
Thank you.
Absolutely. that one. Yeah,
that Andrea.
Sorry, it
I'll
is confusing
this.
When we're
totally
both
okay.
When we're
okay.
Back here. So I went through and pulled some of the more popular items that they had.
Okay.
And these were where they were. Now, obviously, with the polo style, and they have a catalog full of items that we could get. We have the contract is with Digit. And so, they, like I said, they have a catalog full of items.
Okay.
However, like, these are some of the items that the city has purchased in the past. for example, one of the wide-ranging one is that polo style at the very first, I mean, $8 to $20. It depended upon the actual material, probably like the quality of the cotton, which, you know, how heavy of a cotton shirt did you want?
Right, and Andrew, we don't have to get too far into the weeds of the I first want to see, like,
if they want them.
Does anybody, you know what I mean? Is this a desire? And then we could probably work with, okay, can you give us an estimated budget on what we should do? And, like, what kind of thing would you want?
Sure.
Is the question.
I think it would be fine. I've seen those at different meetings. And a few years ago, I know Sheila sent out an email asking about that because some of the city council people did get a jacket that said Columbia, Missouri on it, which is nice when you go to the MML meetings or the National League of Cities mm-hmm. meetings. You know, and you're looking to see where these people are from. It's sort of nice if they knew where we were from also.
Okay.
I don't have any objections to it. I didn't get one last time, but if we do it again, I might.
Okay. Oh, Brian, yes. It would obviously be in branded. Is that what you're going to talk about?
Would you want Missouri on it? Typically have it, but we can do that. We just need to make a menu.
What, usually just say Columbia?
You just say Columbia, but if you like Missouri,
well,
that would take
as opposed to Columbia, South Carolina, yeah.
You know? That happens. In that case, yeah. We have city council on it, we would just say City of Columbia. If you want to say,
okay.
So we'll come up with a little bit different design.
Okay.
We can figure that out.
That's detail, yes.
That's a detail. We don't need to figure that out.
Yeah.
I use my name tag. I mean, that's kind of what I do. So,
yeah.
Again, not
which also
problematic
been a thing
either way.
Until we did that last year.
Yes. So okay. I'm willing to go with the majority.
Okay.
I do see that Carol and Christina have on items today. Sydney
the
basis.
Model.
the best in a cardigan.
Okay.
But
well,
and they
we
look.
Want it.
They look really
Roy,
nice.
Roy
so.
Has spoken. Roy gets to decide.
No,
okay. How do we then estimate? I mean, you'll help put together some things, and then we can say, like, yes, a jacket or a polo or whatever. Okay. So it sounds like, yes, be good. We do not want to break the bank on this.
No.
This is just more of a thing that
yeah,
is of interest.
You're not going to. So.
Okay. Yeah. Is there anything else within our budget that you need feedback on? Yes.
When I talked to Roy, you talked about the National League of Cities and the
yeah.
So that's something that you're interested in doing. We need the budget for that.
I did not hear you.
National League of Cities and Youth Advisory Commission going.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
You want to tell about your experience last November?
Okay, so last November when we went to the National League of Cities, I had already been placed on the Youth Advisory Liaison. So I visited a lot of youth events that were happening or youth things that were going on, basically.
Yeah.
But it was a huge presence of children that were there that were speaking from different angles of things that was happening at the city. And our youth advisory board
might have really benefited from attending.
Yeah.
It's nice
just to stay on track.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have board and commission. So would this go in the board and commission budget or our budget?
That comes out of your budget.
Okay. Well, no, we have a.
It's the board and commission sub budget within the, like, this is just city council. City
right.
Council. Underneath city council is also boards and commission.
Okay. So we could, like, add a line for youth advisory council, travel,
or
and
just,
training.
Well, I think there's just one for different boards and commissions and just kind of plug it all in.
No,
it's divided
board.
By board
divided
and commission.
By
yeah.
You have to have a project number so you can transfer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
And the NLC has student rates, so
yeah.
It's significantly cheaper for a
yes.
student to
mm-hmm.
go than it is.
Yes.
True.
And I think the city summit this year is in Atlanta.
It is.
Okay. So it'll be more expensive than Kansas City. So we'll need to estimate how much that is. And probably think about, like, how many. Like, would it be all? And
we're lowering their number, right?
What?
We are.
We did lower their number.
Yep.
The last meeting. So, okay. Is there any concern over sending some members of the Youth Advisory Council or whatever we can afford.
The biggest thought is about how do you chaperone and maybe what kind of either the school.
Yeah, you have to go to be a student. You have to go with an elected official representative from your city.
Yeah.
That's how I went.
So it might be we can only send three or four because we all don't usually make it to the National League of Cities meeting. I think there were four of us this time.
Right, because it was easier to drive to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like I don't think I'll be able to go next year, but yeah.
I think I have something else already scheduled.
Okay, so is there any concern over sending any members of Youth Advisory Council if we can see what the budget would be?
Yeah, I would think
be beneficial.
Three or four, since you have to make sure they're chaperoned.
Yeah.
Like to make sure they get back.
And they have representatives. Do they still have representatives from the school? Or did
yeah.
they get rid of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, got rid of that.
Okay.
It used to be for every member that was from a particular school, you had to have a
student rep. But we got.
They were having trouble
attending. Okay. I think it'd be good to see, yeah, like what are we talking about with that and then see what the logistics are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Yeah. We have time before we actually present the budget.
Yes,
so.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and by then maybe we'll have some new members too. So we'll get you can ask them and see what their interest is and if they want to say their officers go or committee heads or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Anything else while we're on this one?
Are there other conferences or other memberships that you all are aware of that you would like to attend? Send more to different conferences than we have in the past?
I'm not sure. I mean, there, I've looked at, for instance, Strong Towns and attending one of theirs. And there might be a desire to visit a particular place outside of a conference. It's, you know, it's just a fact-finding mission, something like that. But nothing concrete in my mind at this point.
So probably be beneficial if we looked into whether or not there were things over the last year or something that we had wished we could have gone and then see if it's happening again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Give that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
That just does remind me, last year, I'm not sure if we know, but last year the Citizens Police Review Board members wanted to go to the NACOL conference,
yeah.
but it hadn't been in their budget, so I don't know whether, or it was for just a couple. I didn't know if we wanted to check in with them and see if they'd increased that budget this year. Or what we needed to do to figure out if more wanted to come.
They did not ask for a change
they did not?
In their budget, but I think it was because of timing.
Okay.
Because they
they're
they
all new.
Group was not discuss the
okay.
budget because we have to get the numbers in by
so we can have
okay.
staff liaison
okay.
check with them.
Yeah, because that would be good because then that way because if that's in wasn't that in September last I mean that way if we can kind of okay.
So I mean
our October. October. Okay. Any other but I do yeah, Nick.
Just
other
on
Nick.
This whole
Nick
subject. Right?
Yes.
So I was curious, printing and postage, what is that dedicated for and how we utilize it? How do we get to utilize that? What does that look like?
Sheila, do you
I mean it's mailing things that go out and I think you're printing could form your like the letterhead, the business
cards,
those things are your printing budget for the most part, unless there's something special. Like if we do a boarding commission reception again, since we've stopped since COVID, that would come out of there. Postage board, that would come out of there. Your mailings of normal mail, like a lot of things are now electronic, but. You know, give the mail letter of support. Somebody will put it on a letterhead and sign it, and then mail it out.
So I ask that because I'm coming from my background, having worked at the state and federal level. It's very common for elected officials to send, you know, and our state legislators, for example, send an annual capital report out to all their constituents about what happened during that legislative session. And so I am interested, and I'm curious what everybody else here thinks of. This would obviously require us increasing that budget of empowering us to do something similar in terms of sending out whatever, as you representing your individual ward, want to send out annually, whatever it might be, to better inform your ward on what's going on in the city or whatever.
Capital improvement
want.
Projects or something
yeah,
that
exactly.
happened that year. Or
because, I mean, I know we send out the
city source
in the billing that goes out and everything, but I think something is particularly relevant when it comes from, you know, their council person in that ward.
And not everybody's a...
Well, it could be more specific, too, in terms of it being relevant to the ward.
And it'd be this sort of thing that, like, because City Source only goes to our customers, right? So, like, not every... Only water and light customers.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, you'd have to be careful, right? You want to be, like, because of, like, what the city has done in your ward, not, like, Nick Knoth running for re-election.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
but,
no,
like,
absolutely.
Ward
yeah.
1 has done this.
Yeah.
Obviously, take cooperation with communication.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that same line is drawn at the federal state level.
Yeah.
One of the things you might want to consider, a number of years ago, like 6 years ago, the city would send out a citizen's handbook.
I was going to say, I remember the citizen's
handbook.
Remember
that?
Yeah.
And I got more comments from people how much they like that.
But man, it's so expensive.
I don't think it was.
He says
it was. Yes.
I was told it was not, so I was lied to. But.
In its last form, it was approximately $70,000 to send that out.
But it went out to every citizen.
To
every residential address.
Yeah, the main cost is the printing.
Okay.
If you recall, that piece was a
full-color magazine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
That's very pricey.
Whereas you're kind of talking about what I just received today from my state
yeah,
rep,
exactly.
Which had really interest, good numbers.
Or,
here's the phone number for so-and-so.
Or in terms of, you know, using our city sources example, you know, same concept, but just ward-specific. And nothing fancy, right? Which is very informative, ward specific, that gets sent out to all the residential addresses in our ward, covering everything from, you know, there's openings on boards and commissions to here's infrastructure projects coming down the pipeline in this ward, things like that. Just really
it
trying to be informative.
Really useful.
I think so. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But this
a way to combat what you were talking about, it, so it wouldn't be perceived as a, like you said, a re-election, but just do one. And each of us have a page or two, you know, we write it in our own style and that it goes out. So then, you know, the citizens, I mean, if they want to know what's going on in Ward 5, they go to page 5 or whatever it would be. And, you know, but if then they kind of want to look and see, okay, the city as a whole, you know, they could, I mean, granted, whatever we vote on is going to cover the city as a whole, but that would be one way to avoid the appearance of, you know, of electioneering with it. So
Yeah. No, I agree.
So we'd probably need some estimates before we could say what this would be. And I think that would also be what would be the, you know, who would write it? Is it a council member? Is it just per ward or is
it
citywide in each page?
Well,
who designs it?
Yeah, I mean, what I imagined was that, you know, it would be cross-disciplinary, let's say, in terms of the departments that would be involved in helping share that information. And then kind of John's point, although I think it should be, instead of a citywide booklet, a ward
specific,
you know, newsletter or whatever, with maybe one paragraph in there, like a message from your council person, right?
Right, like come to my meetings.
Right, yeah, exactly. Please apply to our boards and commissions.
Yeah. It was like bigger discussion because it's also like about communications,
yeah.
But just knowing, I don't know how to put together, but maybe thinking about two-pager sort of thing, what would that cost if we were to do it? And then the postage with it, oh.
Yeah. Let's kind of talk about what you're going to do and how that works and the information you're going to put in and so we can kind of
yeah.
What it is and what it costs would be.
Okay.
I appreciate it. I just wanted to plant that seed.
Well, especially because it is budget impacting.
I'm talking about the mailer that just came with all the utility bills that went out, could we add a page to that or a section to that? Devote a section to that and maybe on a rotating basis, you know, so twice a year I'd have mine, you'd have yours, you know, and you know, we got six wards, so twice a year,
yeah.
You know, hey, here's, you know, my update.
Yeah.
You know, and then since it's already included with, you know, the billing that gets mailed, now I don't know how many get an actual paper.
You have
bill
a lot of
Boone
Electric customers in your ward, so some of them would miss out on your message.
Okay.
I didn't know that until like, oh, wait a second.
They're still going to get their water somewhere.
Right. Oh, that's true. That's true. So yeah, probably more questions to it. I think the one thing is with that, it's always going to be stale information. So it's thinking ahead about that. Because I know the city source is put together like 3 months before it actually is mailed out. And so it's like, okay, how do you stay on top? You were going to say. Brett, okay. You had the question?
I think it's a good idea. I think we'd want to think about what we can include in the information. It's not unlike what you were describing, you know, all these phone numbers and website addresses and so forth like that. It's communication is one of those things we talk about a lot and how we can be better.
Yeah.
No offense, but it might be impactful.
It is old fashioned, right? Because it's not, I mean, people always go on our Facebook pages or whatever it might be, but.
Avoid Facebook. Yeah. No, I think that's it. I think that's a good idea. So I think looking into it and then also figuring out what it is we're talking about. Yeah. Okay. Anything else for this portion of the agenda? The only other note I did want to say, we were not able at our last meeting to do a council group photo. So this is something, and I didn't want to spur it upon you tonight because I didn't tell anyone to dress fancy for a photograph. So I know in the past what we've done is we've done a city council group photo with the city manager and city clerk often, since you're at all the meetings too. And I know, DeCarlin, you're going to be out our next May meeting, and I will be out actually the first meeting in June. So I wanted to see whether or not, is anyone going to be missing the June 20th meeting, which is a Tuesday meeting, our second meeting in June. And if not, part of our pre-council, we might do part as a group photo.
Yeah.
Does that work? And I also say that because if you wanted to update your individual photo, because I think we have an in-house photographer that can do this. If you want to update your individual photo, you could. But also, so it matches the group photo. We're just wearing the same thing as your individual one. And then I say that so that you know to dress like you want to be photographed that day.
Got it.
Any concerns?
Because we will need it for the budget document as well.
Yep. Yeah. Any questions?
Will we be touched up?
You will be touched up. Yes. I'm going to give you more hair. No. Okay.
So you wanted to be part of the pre-council, the group photo, but if people want to update individual,
oh, that would be helpful. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
If anything else, as you know, as you go home or think about this over the next couple of weeks, please reach out to Sheila and let her know, or to DeCarlin and let him know what other items you might have thought about wanting in that budget.
I appreciate that, Andrew. Thank you.
We will get it taken care of.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. All right. Moving on in our agenda, DeCarlin, would you mind tabbing over to the agenda so that I can have the words I'm going to be reading?
Oh, this went too fast.
All right. I now move that the City Council of the City of Columbia, Missouri, to immediately go into closed meeting here in Conference Room 1A, 1B of City Hall, to discuss the hiring, firing, disciplining of, or promoting of particular employees by a public governmental body when personnel information about the employees discussed, or recorded pursuant to Section 610.0213 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, preparation including any discussions or work product on behalf of a public governmental body or its representatives for negotiations with employee groups pursuant to Section 610.0219 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, sealed bids and related documents until the bids are open, and sealed proposals and related documents or any documents related to a negotiated contract until a contract is executed, or all proposals are rejected pursuant to Section 610.02112 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. Individually identifiable personnel records and performance ratings or records pertaining to employees or applicants for employment pursuant to Section 610.02113 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, and ask for a second prior to asking a call for roll. Seconded by Andrea. Now I'll call roll. Mr. Lovelady.
Yes.
Mr. Foster. Mr. Foster.
Yes.
Mr. Waterman.
Yes.
Ms. Peters.
Yes.
Ms. Buffalo, yes. Mr. Knoth.
Yes.
Ms. Wehner.
Yes.
All right, we are in closed session.